Today, we're sharing our top five growth and monetization mindset shifts we've learned in 2025.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Ty Gaucher.
And I'm Anthony Wineri.
And in this episode, you'll discover the surprising obsession that separates podcasters who grow a little versus that blow past 10,000 downloads a month.
The most absurd pattern we've noticed amongst all business owners who fail to grow and monetize their podcast.
And finally, the number one mindset shift you need to make around which actions you take to market your show that'll make growing and monetizing way faster in 2026. Welcome back to another Monday episode where we dive deep and explore the hidden reasons why your podcast isn't growing or monetizing as fast as you like, and address the uncomfortable truth around what's really holding you back from taking your show to that next level. So, if you tuned in to last episode, we covered our top five things that we'd kind of rediscovered or relearned on a tactical level. Very practical things you should apply to how you run your podcast for growth and faster income generation next year. Today, we're going more into the mental side of it because often this is even more important with the way you think about your podcast and how you market it. Having a massive make or break on the results you actually get, right, Anthony?
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely. Because here's the thing, right? If we give you the exact strategies to take, but you don't have the right mindset, what's the likelihood you actually execute? We see this a lot. I think I had a call with a lady the other day who was mentioning how she'd essentially been self-sabotaging with her podcast growth. She had known that she should make some changes, but just never took action. No amount of strategy is going to fix that mindset problem. Period. So what we want to do is want to give you again these five very subtle but extremely powerful shifts you need to make in 2026 if you want to grow way faster. So Tyke, what is the first mindset shift?
Well, the first mindset shift is all about obsessing over listeners and numbers. Now, we don't mean your downloads. Most podcasters do that to some extent, but on a much more granular level. We've really found this year, more than any before, that the podcasters that turn growth, like an upward trajectory in your downloads, into scale, really getting thousands, tens of thousands of downloads a month and making a lot of money from the show, are the ones who get obsessed about their listeners' needs, what the listeners want from their show, and all the data points that Apple, Spotify, and the hosting platform give them. Now, the reason we've seen this more and more this year is because the more time elapses and the longer we've worked with clients, we now have many clients that we've worked with for years at this point, the more this trend becomes apparent because we've now seen more and more clients blow well past 10,000 downloads a month into the 30 and above 1,000 download a month range, and they all have this habit in common. So it's kind of about stopping, but it's also about just thinking that like they've now put in that time so they can now pick up something else instead rather than investing more time.
So as in like they feel like it's a set and forget and then they're done?
Yeah, kind of. It's like, oh, like, so like in the sense of our program, it's like, oh, like I've spent 6 months learning, but now I don't have to do that anymore. Now like I can go pick up another project. As opposed to being, I've spent 6 months learning, but now I want to invest more time into it to deepen it.
Got it. And I think the mistake that we see is really kind of going through a process of making some changes, watching as your podcast number starts to grow, and then almost feeling like you can just set and forget it. Meaning, hey, I don't need to review my analytics anymore. I don't have to look at my retention time. I've got this quote unquote on lock. And what that tends to lead to is, again, a tendency of not looking at your numbers. And because you're not looking at your numbers, because you're not being proactive, because you're not devoting the time that's needed to constantly improve your show, again, based on actual data, you inevitably kind of revert back to old habits. And old habits were the habits that led to you experiencing slow and steady podcast growth. And that's really what we see. Again, it's this mindset that, oh, I just start growing and then I stop and the podcast is going to grow forever. It won't. You have to keep reinvesting the time needed to improve your show based on your actual analytics.
Exactly. Now, we work with many clients inside the Get More Listeners Academy to grow and monetize their shows and to turn around the results. And after the 6 months, sometimes a podcaster might think, great, well, I've got this unlocked now, like Anthony says. So now I can go and put this time that I was investing here into something new. Like maybe now let's get on TikTok. Or maybe I should now go and write that book that I've been putting off for years. or, you know, whatever it is. Whereas the podcast that we've seen turn just kind of regular growth, like good signs of growth, into phenomenal growth. Again, we're talking the difference between going up like hundreds of downloads a month versus thousands, or thousands versus 10,000s. The ones that do that are the ones that think, great, I've now invested this time and now I've got the skills, but now I don't want to just trade this out for something else. I don't want to add a completely different channel to my plate. I want to actually spend more time on the podcast. I'm not trying to make this some passive thing. I'm not trying to just set up a system that I can diminish and then let run and have deteriorate over time. I'm actually trying to up the energy I give to this and deepen my understanding. And what that looks like is really going crazy over what trends show in their analytics, keeping a keen ear to the ground for what their audience like in their episodes, which topics they seem to gravitate more towards, how long they listen when they have guests versus solo, or whether they do short episodes versus long episodes. And honestly, a million more things we could get into. But the point is about the mindset shift here. If you see positive signs of growth in your podcast, that is the time to double down, not to think, okay, great, I've got this now, let's start something else.
Second mindset shift, I'll tell you a little story, Tig.
Oh, you have to.
I'm going to tell you the story that you're aware of as well, but this is really for the listeners, right? So
okay,
back in 2022, me and Tig were probably about a year, 2 years into the business, helping podcasters, well, trying to help podcasters grow. And one of our mentors mentioned that we need to do more research, more market research on our audience. And of course, that was business owners and experts of podcasts. So we interviewed 100 podcasters across different niches who ranged in terms of their experience and journey. Some were new, some were experienced, some weren't making any money after years of podcasting, others were making multiple six figures. Anyways, after interviewing the 100 podcasters, we discovered something very interesting. We found that the number one way most podcasters were using to try and grow their shows was by promoting on social media, sharing clips, or inviting guests on to promote their show. Again, essentially trying to generate attention by promoting online. Now, what we found was very interesting, which was when we asked them, hey, have you grown consistently doing this strategy of trying to generate attention online using social media? They all basically said the same thing, which was, no, actually, my numbers haven't grown at all. I'm kind of stuck with slow and steady growth or flatlined.
Fascinating.
Now, it's crazy, right? Because again, this is what so many people do. That's the main thing everyone does. But the question is, why, Tig? Why doesn't this actually work when it comes to trying to grow a podcast by generating new attention online through promoting?
Well, imagine you're trying to generate attention out in the streets as a busker or a street performer and trying to just grab the attention and hope for a passerby to start to care about what you're doing. And I say start to care because as the truth is, people didn't come for your music. They're on the street because they're heading somewhere else, you know, and you're competing with crowds, shops, megaphones, all kinds of things. And this is the case that you're trying to generate attention from scratch because you are trying to generate attention that is not already on you or what you do. So the environment here works against you, right? But still, you do get some street performers that make it and that do well. But if there was 500 performers on the street, that would never happen. There just wouldn't even be any street performers, right? Can you just imagine right now as you listen, a street and it's got 500 buskers on, all kinds of instruments, all kinds of acts. It would be like so overwhelming, you just wouldn't even want to go on the street. Or if you did, you would just be walking right past, giving everyone like 2 seconds of your attention. Does it remind you of anything?
No, it doesn't actually. What's it meant to remind me of?
Well, that is what growing a podcast on social media is like, because you're trying to get attention from people who didn't open the app for your topic and are so either overwhelmed or kind of bored with the amount of endless choice they have that they will probably just give you a couple of seconds of their time at best before moving on. And by the way, they're moving on to what you're up against, which is engineers, data scientists, psychologists, whole teams behind people with probably way more resources than you working to get their attention instead. It's a bit of an uphill battle, and that is trying to generate new attention. Now, this isn't limited to just social media. It can be posting on social media. It can also be when you try and land a big guest on your show and just hope that their listeners then care about your topic. Now, if you flip this on its head, the opposite would be capturing existing demand, which is kind of like instead of being a street performer, you stepped onto a concert stage where people already bought tickets, they're already invested in you, Their attention is on you. They're focused. They're not got anything else to pay attention to. It would be so much easier to capture that existing demand.
Now, to clarify, the mindset shift for this specific lesson really is going from a place of trying to generate new attention online to simply understanding how to capture the demand that already exists. Now, the best way to do this, capturing demand that already exists, is by using podcast SEO, getting your show ranked on page one of Apple Podcasts and Spotify. For highly searched keywords, the search terms, the keywords, your audience use to find shows like yours. Because if you think about it, if there are thousands of new listeners every single month searching in, looking for your podcast, but they can't find you, how will you grow? But think about it inverse. How much easier would it be for you to grow if you simply ranked on page one and were shown to every single person who was looking for a show like yours? And then the other strategy, which is super, super, super important, is instead of you inviting high profile guests onto your podcast in hopes that they're gonna generate the attention for your show, why don't you go and be a guest on other people's shows where you're the one who's featuring, where the spotlight is on you, you're sharing your value, and guess what? You're shortcutting your way to an audience that already exists. That is your platform. And that's what we encourage our clients to do when it comes to building their authority and driving way more growth for their podcast, tapping into other people's audiences where this audience already exists. So that is the second lesson we want to share with you. Tug, moving on to the third lesson. What is this one?
The third one is to treat your podcast like a business, not a hobby, and invest with that same mindset. If you want your podcast to make you money, that is. Of course, if you're just doing it and you never intend or don't even want to make any money, ignore that advice. But if you're listening to this podcast, we know what's going on. We know that you don't just want to grow it for fun. You probably do want some kind of audience and you probably would like it to make money if that was possible. Well, it is possible. That's what we help people do for a living. And we help people do that for a living who understand that when you start a business, you don't tend to just make money for free right off the bat, right? And then reinvest that. You have to spend money to make money, generally speaking. You invest money in a business and then see a return later. And depending on the business, this sometimes you don't even see that return for years. Thankfully, podcasting can be much quicker than that. And at the risk of sounding like too much of a sales pitch, we have had clients, many clients, multiple clients who have made back investments within their first month of working with us. I'm not saying that to flex. I'm not saying that to, again, I wasn't even trying to steer it that direction, but just to show you it really is very possible. So it's not even something that you need to be, you know, beating around the bush or really tiptoeing around the idea or really putting it off, because again, you can change your life with this mindset in a matter of weeks, in a matter of months. So if you're someone that knows you want to make the shift and knows that you do want your podcast to be a business for you or a part of your business, then don't let this be something that goes months or the whole of 2026 without you taking action on, if you know this to be true for you.
So again, don't have the expectation of, hey, I'm going to take my podcast seriously once it starts growing or starts making me money. You need to start treating it like a business first. And with a business, you invest first and then you expect an ROI to come your way. It's really as simple as that. And that's, again, such a simple mindset shift that you've probably already felt. So this is our encouragement and our nudge and us giving you permission to take that step forward. And again, start treating your podcast like a business, not just a side project. So that moves us on to point number four. If you want to break the cycle of slow growth, no leads, and you basically making no money from your podcast, despite you publishing valuable content for years, you need to get clear on exactly what you want to accomplish with your podcast. Now, it's funny, right? This kind of links into point number three, where if you're just treating your podcast like a hobby and you don't decide like, hey, this is something I want to make money from, you won't act in alignment and therefore won't take the actions you would need in order to turn the podcast into a business because you're not clear on what you want. Similarly, if you want to break past slow growth, just decide, what do you want from your show? Are you happy with the show not making progress, or do you actually want a big audience and you want to monetize? Make that decision. The reason why I bring this up is because I had a call the other day with a business owner who was kind of just confused and lacked direction in terms of where they wanted to go. Now, the issue was Because they didn't have a clear direction of what they wanted to accomplish with their podcast, they were being pulled in 1,000 different directions. They were constantly distracted because they didn't have focus. And if you imagine it like this, how hard is it to build momentum if you had a boulder? Imagine a boulder in the middle of a field. And then imagine exerting force from the top of the boulder and the bottom, from the front and the back, from the left and the right, exerting force on this boulder, all from these different angles at the same time. It'll be impossible to move. It's basically static. That's what happens with so many podcasters when they're not clear on what they want to accomplish with their show. They're just doing a bunch of different stuff, but they're not really leading anywhere. There's no direction. Whereas if you get clear, like, hey, I want my podcast in 2026 to not only grow, but to bring me clients, or to grow to the point where I can actually start landing sponsorships, then you have the singular point of focus where you can put force in one direction on this boulder, and that's how you start building momentum towards a specific direction.
Now, why is it, Anthony? So with certain endeavors in life, people start and they might not know exactly what they want, or they might have not got so granular about it, but they kind of know where they're going and they kind of know roughly what actions they need to take, and they might make slow progress, but it's still progress. For example, go into the gym. Like, if you know you want to add muscle or lose weight, if you go to the gym, like, sure, you can make it a lot slower if you're not following the diet, but you kind of know the boulder's still somewhat going in the right direction, even if not as fast as it could be. Why is it that with podcasting specifically, the most obvious actions really don't even necessarily take you an inch closer?
That's a great question. And I think what it is the fact that, you know, what most people look at when it comes to podcast growth and monetization as a quote unquote given, oftentimes that thing as a given isn't actually what drives growth or monetization. So for example, everyone posts on social media, everyone thinks that they have to post and promote online to grow their show. Yet that doesn't work for anyone, but everyone thinks that it's a given. And I think the reason why that is a lot of these strategies that used to work, for example, promoting on social media, that was when, again, there was barely any other podcasts out there. Social media clips weren't a thing. Whereas fast forward to 2025, that's changed so much. People's attention span is super low. And those strategies haven't been updated forever, basically. People are just doing the same thing when those strategies are outdated. And I think that's why it's so important to not just listen to our podcast, of course, but actually experiment for yourself. Try different things out and start asking and answering some very important questions like, hey, I've been posting on social media for the last 6 months. Has it significantly helped me grow my podcast? If the answer is no, why keep doing it? Like, literally, like, why waste any more time, energy, effort on this thing you already have proved doesn't work? So that's our tip to you. Again, get clear on what you want to accomplish, because if you know that, hey, I want to grow to 5,000 monthly downloads, and you're 6 months in and you're still stuck at, let's say, 500 monthly downloads, and you've been promoting on social media for the last 6 months, you're not going to carry on posting on social media for the next 6 months, because you know and you have clarity on the goal you're trying to accomplish, which is growing to 5,000 monthly downloads, which social media isn't helping you do. That's why you need that clarity if you really want to break past slow and steady growth and making no ROI from your podcast. So Tig, so far we have covered mindset shift number one, the podcasts that turn growth into scale are the ones that obsess over their listeners and their numbers. Number two, most people try to generate attention online as a strategy, but what most people need to do in order to actually grow is focusing on capturing demand that already exists. Think podcast SEO, think being a guest on other people's shows. Mindset shift number three, treat your podcast like a business, not a hobby, and invest with that same mindset. Mindset shift number four, if you want to break past the cycle of slow growth, no leads, no money from your show, get extremely clear on exactly what you want to accomplish with your show. Now, Tig, what's the final mindset shift that we want our listeners to make moving into 2026?
Well, the last one is a very easy one to explain. If you're struggling to grow and you want to grow, it is absurd not to invest in getting a mentor who can help you grow.
Look, here's the thing. You wouldn't keep trying to lose weight for years without getting a personal trainer unless you wanted to keep hating your body forever.
You wouldn't jump into the deep end of a pool without learning how to swim unless you wanted to drown.
You wouldn't build a house with zero construction experience unless you were okay with the roof collapsing on your head.
So why are you trying to grow a successful podcast without guidance, a blueprint, and someone who already knows the pitfalls?
Here's the thing. We've already done the hard work for you. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while now, and we're at 2025, and let's say you've tried a few things, you hear what we're saying, it makes sense to you. However, you find yourself getting bogged down in the wrong information. You find yourself second guessing, or maybe your show just hasn't gained the traction you wanted to gain, and you know there's potential there, but you don't know how, and you don't know the exact steps to take, or you're taking the steps, but you're not sure if they're the right steps. Why try to guess? Why try to go through the process of trial and error? Why not just invest in actual mentorships to point you in the right direction, to give you direct feedback, and to hold your hand every step of the way to guarantee you drive way more growth and make way more money from the time and effort you're investing in your show already? That's what the mentorship is all about. So my encouragement is, if that is you, that's where you're at in this journey, and you do want to grow faster and monetize in 2026, then go to our show notes, click the first link that you see, and book a time to speak with myself. We'll have a strategy session, getting clarity on what's currently holding you back from faster growth, and then walking you through exactly how to fix that in 2026. And with that being said, we'll see you on the next episode.